What's up, patrons, and welcome to our Mandalorian commentaries. If you've done our Clone Wars commentaries before, we're going to sync them up in a similar way. I'm about to count down. I'll go 3, 2, 1, pause, and on pause, just hit pause on whatever method you're listening to this audio commentary on. Then when you start watching The Mandalorian, right when that cool new flashy Star Wars logo with all the like red and blue flashing lights, right when that fades out, like right when it hits black, hit play again, and you should be all synced up. So get ready to pause. 3, 2, 1, pause. So I like that this episode starts off like immediately in the middle of some action.
Yeah, it's just, he's just going to be being chased in a lot of these episodes by different people. I hope Baby Yoda's strapped in, though.
Okay. I know.
He looks like he should have a better seatbelt.
Is that car seat rated? This guy looks like he's from Top Gun or something.
Tells him to hold on. He's like, okay. No. It's pretty cheesy.
Yeah. Did make me laugh, though.
Yeah.
And it is his line. Fuel in Star Wars, what?
Baby Yoda just thinks everything is so funny.
He's having the time of his life.
So many buttons to press.
I know. How do you remember the order? I perked up when they said that. I'm not, like, all that surprised, I guess, that they went to Tatooine, but still, like, all of these shots that they just recreated.
So you think this is where he was headed on purpose?
I don't know. I think probably not. Sounds like it was just, well, I'm here. But I don't know where he was going. Yeah, just put the baby in the closet and there we go. Leave it like...
Pit droids!
Come on, Mando.
Yeah, right. Roll down a window. Hit the nose.
Very car mechanic here. Just like, what? How much is what she's saying true at all? And does the Mandalorian even know? I found it odd that he had Imperial credits since he, like, turned them down in episode one. I guess maybe at some point he just had to take them. But...
Mm-hmm. I saw a meme earlier today of a picture of her that said, "I'm going to tell my kids that this is Ripley from Alien." She is rocking the hair.
This is another like recreated shot from A New Hope, and just it's empty. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really liked about this episode. Well, we'll come back to that in a second because I want to talk about the spikes. But this kind of makes you rethink the end of Return of the Jedi and the celebration that was going on there. Like, I wonder if they were putting heads on spikes somewhere down there. Because the Aftermath books, they tell us some of what happened on Coruscant, and it isn't all that happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it turns into a riot.
I can't stay anywhere. You know that.
I'm a little troublemaker. So you had a good point that maybe Baby Yoda used the Force to get out of that closet.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't really see that well on, like, how that door worked, but he's tiny, and maybe he just, like, wanted out. And
I didn't see any buttons on the inside.
Yeah, unknowingly use the Force to open the door. But we do know he likes to press buttons, so.
I didn't see any buttons. I was keeping an eye out this time. No buttons to be seen.
The kid likes bones.
I assume.
No.
Adorable.
Bright eyes.
I loved this because, I don't know, they just recreated it perfectly. I'm like, I know where he's going. It all looks the same.
And it's almost completely deserted. Yeah. Well, I mean, compared to the glory days of how it looked in A New Hope.
Hopefully that's R5-D4 still out there living his best life. But yeah, that's this episode has a lot of familiar stuff in it, but it does give you a new twist on everything. Also, I just realized that he has a New Republic coin.
Sitting in the same spot as Han Solo.
I wonder if he knows more than the name, like you've been suggesting.
Mm-hmm. There you go. He knows a lot more about her.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of this kid.
Yeah. I think this is maybe the first episode where I was like, I really felt the acting. Ugh.
Mandalorian's like, I immediately regret this.
Yeah, I hate you. Conk. hears his, oh my god, I lost my kid. Where's my kid?
I wonder if that baby stayed in the spot that I told him to stay in.
Finally, someone says it.
Alex was so happy that someone was finally giving him advice.
No one was telling him, like, maybe don't leave the baby in a bar. I mean, I guess maybe Cara Dune doesn't know anything about raising kids either, but the widow probably should have given him some pointers.
Look at my mouth.
Weird little baby. I don't know how they did the speeder bikes, but they look good when they're getting on them. Like,
it looks like they're hanging.
I would guess, yeah.
Like on some kind of mount that allows for a little bit of give.
I was hoping they were on springs, like those things you see at playgrounds.
So at first I was like, why would the Mandalorian do this? But, I mean, he does need the money, so the kid was like, I'll give you the money. But otherwise, like, why take the time to help this little twerp?
Needs money to repair his ship. Got all shot up. When we talked about this episode with Joseph Scrimshaw, he pointed out that the Tusken Raiders use, like, the same strategy here as they use with Luke and A New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Throw some banthas out there to catch the eye, then sneak up behind them. Did you read the thing that this is the first deaf actor in a Star Wars thing?
Yes.
I hadn't known that until.
And I assume this is actual sign language. I think it was Ken Napsok, when we were talking to him about this episode, pointed out that the costumes, to me, they looked fine.
I think they're fine.
He pointed it out that maybe these were more 501st members.
They look good to me.
Oh no, my brand new binoculars. Or monoculars. What are they called?
Macro binoculars.
Macro, yeah. What? Oh, this is quality stuff here.
Get down. It's another familiar animal.
Mm-hmm.
When he first was getting up on the ridge, I thought he saw Jawas. Like, I got some sharpshooting to do.
Yeah, it's like we're hitting this checklist of things. Like, oh, we're on Tatooine? Let's give him the cantina. And Tusken Raiders and a dewback.
I don't think I would trust Toro to cover me.
Right. I mean, he's got his Beskar, so.
Maybe he was talking to his Beskar. Cover me, literally. Cover me. I don't know why they made this bounty hunter look so similar to the guy that he just blew up. I don't know, like,
yeah,
that kind of bugged me. Where I'm like, are they part of the same? Are they twins? What's going on?
Boy.
Maybe keep your heads down. I do like that Toro just kind of gets schooled the whole time. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just kind of making fun of him.
Cool helmet.
Looks kind of familiar to me and I can't place it. Or maybe I'm just thinking of like Lando when he pulls his little face thing down in Return of the Jedi.
It looks like the what's it? The flight control suit that Jen wears in Rogue One.
Yeah, kinda. I'm a single parent. How dare you?
I know. Yeah, I like to think that he was actually trying to sleep because Baby Yoda's been keeping him up.
I think I'll just always like speeder bikes.
What's not to like? That is an insane gun that she's got.
Way to go, Dum Dum. I'm gonna get the Mando shot for a third time. And a fourth time.
Just, it's taking him like a champ, though. Just smoke coming everywhere.
Now, do you think, I guess it's possible she shot him in the chest, like where she knew it wouldn't kill him, on purpose?
Yeah,
kind of like,
for being such a highly known assassin, you'd think that she could have made a shot of someone just standing there.
I guess I don't know where you would hit him in a killing blow. Go find it. I thought it was funny that they just, that's how they revealed the name of that planet where the first, well, the first and third episode took place. I was like, Navarro, what's that? Is that like some part of his backstory? Like, nope, that's just where he and the other Mandalorian shot the place up.
We're just not used to hearing name drops like that in Star Wars. To wait till the reference book comes out.
Yeah, right. I actually saw a tweet from Pablo Hidalgo said not to expect reference books for this. Like, it sounds like they're kind of taking it or making it purposefully ambiguous as far as the timeline goes, and I guess they're trying to be really flexible.
Which isn't surprising to me for the first season of a show like this. Maybe they'll get it more into it in the second season, but
Boba Fett line.
There's still a lot of stuff timeline wise that they probably want to leave blank for now. I like how not worried she looks.
Yeah. Where do you think she was going for Mos Espa? Who she was going to meet?
One of the Sleaze Baganos, maybe.
They're a very famous family throughout the galaxy.
Did they say if the Hutts were there still?
No, it sounds like the Hutts are gone. I mean, after Jabba.
I don't know. Maybe Rada the Hutt's there somewhere.
Aw. That's true. I hope he's out there living a good, stinky life.
Now it does kind of look like it's mounted on one of those springs. Survive.
Don't really understand why not still turn her in? Why shoot her?
After this happened when we first watched this, I thought maybe he was playing dumb this whole time and that he, like, knew about the baby and, I don't know, that he was actually...
I think he really is dumb.
Yeah.
He's not playing dumb.
No. I see that now. But when he shoots her, I was like, oh, maybe this isn't for his first job.
Interesting that she, like, faced away from him when she fell over, quote-unquote, dead. I guess we can spend the rest of this episode talking about whether or not we think she's really dead.
Yeah.
Because that's... I don't want her to be.
Yeah, I mean, what a waste if she were to just have a few lines in this one episode that's not so great and then be dead.
It feels like Tandy Newton again.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, she'll be great. And Solo, oh, she's dead. And the whole time I was like, maybe she'll be back. And I kind of thought she'd be in Fist Nest for a second.
Ooh, yeah.
Nope. She's just dead. Didn't catch that before, but that feels like in a Western when people are like hiding behind the bar and like you can see their heads poking up out of the window and then they like duck down before a shootout.
How dare you? Put that baby down. Ah.
I know. That's a quick way to make everyone hate you, as if we didn't already. Careful! God!
I know! I was like, he's still holding the baby! Did he fall on it? What's happening?
I thought he'd be flying. But
like floating.
This is super cute.
Every person he meets, I'm like, he could use them. He could use her as a babysitter.
Does no one have paper money in this galaxy? It's all metal chits and coins.
There's the calamari, like, squishy money.
Uh-huh.
Wonder how often those pit droids have to drag off dead bodies and hide them.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get talking about the next scene because I feel like
there's
not enough time.
Let's see. Is it the Mando? Is it Boba Fett? Is it Cobb Vanth? Is it Cad Bane? That was Cad Bane and what's the other Clone Wars person I was thinking of? The pirate.
See, like, I agree with someone on Twitter, Reddit, or maybe both where they, like, matched up. Especially when he bends over, it's like the same armor
as the Mando. I think it's the Mandalorian. I think everybody's
thinking... I hope it's the Mandalorian, but why add those extra sound effects? Why add, like, the spur sounds?
To make everyone talk about it.
Yeah, but... like, I still, right now, don't want it to be Boba Fett.
Yeah.
But I think that they were probably... using the Mandalorian's armor in that shot just as a placeholder, but I think it's probably going to be Boba Fett.
I think there's no way that having that be Boba Fett, there's no way that that can be good. Because it's going to overshadow Mandalorian, everyone's going to be talking about that. And
I agree, but I don't think that necessarily means there's no way it can be good.
Yeah.
But I agree that I think he'll steal the show in a way, or that's my fear.
What if it's just a clone?
Another one? You know how I feel about clones.
No, like one of the clone troopers.
No.
That's just hanging out on Tatooine.
No. It's the same thing. Like, they used very specific sound effects. I don't know why they would do that if they weren't trying to hint at something specific.
Well, the next question would be, are we going to pick up in the next episode where we left off here, or are they going to leave that cliffhanger till maybe the end of the next episode?
I think they're going to keep teasing it, and then probably it, like, as a kind of, maybe not a post-credits scene, but something at the end of the first season to be like, Boba Fett's going to be in season 2, oh snap!
See, that I can be okay with if they saved that reveal into the very end.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. Was, or better.
Yeah, and then we find out it's Boba Fett. That I'd be okay with.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
it's not our favorite so far.
Yeah, it's fine, but we got 3 episodes left. Yeah, 6, 7, 8. So thank you guys for watching along and listening along, and thank you so much for being our patrons, and may the Force be with you.